the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant this morning as we move on in conversation. Thanks to the guys back at the station. Apparently, something has been planted in my office. It's beeping, Coach Chambers. I don't know what it could be, but appreciate you coming in this morning, talking Laverne boys basketball, and to be still playing this time of the year. Coach, there are a lot of teams that love to be in your shoes.
Yeah, that's funny. That's exactly what I told the guys yesterday in practice. I said, we're still practicing at this time of the year. We've done something good so far. Guys have been a little upset, especially after that championship game against Blackman, which was a tough game for us. We told them we can only think about it and worry about it for the night. Next day you wake up, we got to get prepared for the regional because we have another opportunity as well.
Well, the good thing about that, if you have to look at the positive, is that keeps your season continuing. You got two games that you got to play that you got to win to get to the sub-state, but you still have a chance where others, in other opportunities, you lose that first round of the district, for instance, your season is cut short really quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you can be beaten anywhere, but the fact that we put ourselves in an opportunity to play our first regional game at home is good for us. We know it's going to be a hard-fought game. Get the opportunity to watch them on film. Quick guards. Pretty good matchup for us, I think. We know that they did finish first in the district. They just happened to get upset in the tournament, so we know it's going to be a tough game for us. But we do need to try to take advantage of the fact that we are playing at home, and we've only lost so far this year one home game.
Yeah, well, to be at home, the other side of the coin is to be Siegel and having to go to Lawrence County, So,
right.
And that kind of goes back to how important all those games are. I mean, you wouldn't be in this position had you not won that ball game.
Absolutely. We're definitely happy not to have to go to Lawrence County. I just talked to Dotson about it, and he was telling me about the 10-hour drive as well that he has to take over to Lawrence, but yeah.
Maybe exaggerate a little bit.
Right.
It may only be 9.5, but the fact that you get to host this game at home, back-to-back years in the championship game, Coach, this is kind of where Laverne basketball you want to be. Not saying that you're satisfied.
Right.
You want to grow on what you were able to do last year to get to the region semifinals, but this is definitely a step in the right direction to build some consistency with the program.
Most definitely. I try to keep telling the guys that every day, one, we're back in the exact same spot right now that we were in last year where we made it to the district championship. Of course, last year was versus Siegel, this year versus Blackman. Came out a little short on that one and then got the opportunity still by finishing second to play at home against Lincoln County, who we actually played first game at home last year in the regional tournament. So it's kind of repeating itself, but we also have talked about maybe getting over that hump as far as with this first regional game and then hopefully getting that opportunity in the second regional game and getting to that championship this year instead of the semifinals.
Well, I know that you remember it very well, and some of these guys should remember it very well because they were on the very floor last year in the region semifinals where, I guess if losses were – if you want to look in the dictionary for a tough loss, it was that region semifinal game last year
most
for your
definitely,
team.
Most definitely. To jump out on them the way we did, especially first quarter. Got up to a 19-point lead at one time. I blame myself a lot for that. It stuck with me for a while. I just felt like I could have maybe done some things differently, as well as the guys could have done some things differently. But at the same time, it is one of those things that you hold on to and you remember, and you try not to put yourself in that situation again.
Well, you want to be in the situation to be in that game, but the outcome, not the outcome, be that same situation. And you've got an opportunity to do that. And I guess these guys, I mean, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, your seniors and all that. They have to remember that. That sting still has to be there. And sometimes that can be motivation for these young men.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, we do have four guys that was on that team last year. Actually, five. We have four that were seniors and one freshman that was able to be there last year. So those guys do, you know, they carry that, and you can tell with their attitudes in practice. You can tell the way they took the each game throughout the district tournament, and you can just tell that they want to get to a level that they haven't reached. And for Kamen, Thomas, Mike Steele, AJ, you know, a few of those guys know that this is their last opportunity as a high school basketball player. You just see a different attitude in them. You see them growing up, talking, a lot of things that they weren't doing to me at the beginning of the season. I've seen that growth over the last couple months.
Chris Chambers is our guest this morning as we talk about Laverne boys basketball. Going back to the district tournament, Kamen Dial and DeLauren Sparks were all tournament selections, which I know is good for those young men. And Dial was on the all tournament regular, or not all tournament, the all regular season team. Kind of an interesting makeup of the team, but Sparks, I really think, for lack of a better word, was a big spark in that game. I don't know how many threes he had in the Siegel game, but he played well for you.
About everybody actually being there at one site, that gave them the opportunity to see DeLorean playing that way. But DeLorean has been that way for us all season.
Yeah.
He's been that type of player, consistent. As far as our guards, we all feel as coaches that he's probably been our most consistent guard that we've had this year. So we're definitely proud of him, impressed with him. Had a great summer this past summer at summer camp. So we were expecting good things from him. And he's given us that so far this year. And Kamen has been Kamen. We felt like, you know, he had a slow start to the season. But once he woke up, he seemed like he's definitely been that carrying stick for us. Like I said, he's not a big talker. He just shows his actions on the court, and everybody follows.
Do you think that your team was kind of under the radar a little bit this year? I don't know. I kind of feel like not that you didn't get the respect, but it was kind of like you didn't really know what to expect from Laverne and maybe exceeded some expectations. I don't know. What's your take on that? Because you're close to it.
That's what I do feel. I do feel that at the beginning, rather, you really didn't know what to expect, because we did have a couple guys coming back. Even with those, it wasn't guys that played a lot of minutes last year, you know, besides Kamen, who played a lot of minutes. So the opportunity to have him coming back, but then you're looking at how young our guards are by us losing five guards last year off last year's team as seniors. So it was one of those things. But at the same time, I believed in them right from the jump. I know the talent. I actually got to see them throughout their middle school years, so I knew those guys, put Rock Springs guards together along with the guards I had at Laverne Middle. I figured we had a pretty good chance of being a pretty solid team this year.
Well, you know, I'm really impressed with how this group came together. You know, with having some big shoes to fill, I mean, guard play hasn't dropped off at all, you know, and I guess that was one question mark going into the season. Would you get the guard play? And those guys had to grow up pretty quick.
Right, definitely. If I compare them to last year, I do feel like we're just as talented. But at the same time, you can tell when it's a seniors and sophomores, because it's definitely inconsistent at times. But there's things that they're going to get better and they're going to grow over the next couple of years. But as far as just the ability and as far as getting the job done on the court, I do think they're just as solid this year as we were last year.
Well, that has to make you feel pretty good, though, because you've got these young guys who have the ability, you know, and they get to come around again next year, and you got some sophomores on there that are really contributing as well. So another couple of years, that doesn't hurt your feelings at all, I can tell.
No, not at all, not at all. Something to look forward to, most definitely.
Well, tonight, you already kind of talked a little bit about Lincoln County and not looking ahead at all. But what do you think about the Falcons? I heard you talking a little bit earlier. They've got some pretty good guard play, which I guess if you're going to play a team that has good guard play, playing in this district is a good district to prepare you for that.
Absolutely. They are. They have a couple guards out there that's extremely quick. And that's just watching them on film. And actually, film, to me, slows you down a little bit than when it's live action. So to see them playing like they're playing on film, they don't hesitate to shoot the ball. They will come down and just jump up and shoot it. They have a point guard on there averaging 22 points. We do have to be aware of him at all times. But like you said, the fact that we played the Blackman, the Seagulls, the Smyrnas, you know, those teams in our district that help us prepare for guard play, as such that we have to face tonight.
Coach, if we have the opportunity to talk to you next Saturday, that would mean that you would be playing in the state's Final 16 come Monday. I guess that'd be a pretty good reason to get up and talk to us Saturday morning.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Not a problem.
There's a lot of basketball to be played this week, and I don't want to overlook Lincoln County, but if you win and there is a 7-AAA sweep, you play Smyrna, you'll play Smyrna or Tullahoma for a right to play in the region finals versus a Siegel or a Blackman likely coming out of there. So if you play maybe your biggest rival and then another team from the district, if that were to happen. But that's what's going to make it a really fun region tournament, a really fun week.
I agree, and I feel like that's what you have to do. And if you want to get to a state tournament, you're going to have to go through tough basketball teams. So that's just what we have to prepare for. We want to keep playing over these next couple of weeks. We got to get the job done tonight.
Do you find it easier for your guys to get up for playing a Blackman or a Smyrna or a Siegel versus, a Lincoln County or a team that they don't know that much about?
Yeah, definitely. Just for the simple fact that they've played them. It's been hard-fought games, so they know exactly what to expect from any of our teams in our district. So, yeah, it's a lot different versus watching a team on film. Never have played them, just trying to get a feel for them, just watching them on film. So, yeah, I think it's a lot easier for the guys to get up when they know they got to play one of our district teams.
Well, being at home is going to help with that, obviously, tonight. And getting out to a good start, start out on a good positive note and kind of maintaining that, I'm sure, is what you want to do tonight.
That's what we're hoping for. Once we throw the ball up in the air, that's when we'll figure out who's here to play tonight.
Yeah, you'll figure out pretty quick, won't you?
Most definitely.
Coach, congratulations on the second place finish in the District 7 AAA tournament, and enjoyed seeing your guys this week. Hopefully we'll get to see them again on Tuesday night from either Shelbyville or Blackman or somewhere, wherever it is. If you're there, we'll be there too. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate
a lot.
It. Thank
all
you.
Right.
That is Chris Chambers joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner.